with me, Don?
Yeah, I'm there. I'm there.
I can't hear anything.
Sounds good. Forget. I'm not sure it could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Tuesday, June 26, 2007 edition of The American Awakening. I'm your host, Michael Herzog, and I will be with you for the next 2 hours today. Of course, on Tuesdays, I have my special guest, the knowledgeable Don Mikoloff, and make a couple announcements. I'll have Don up on the air shortly. We've got a lot to talk about today, but I wanted to mention, I got a call just a few minutes ago. I was informed that this immigration bill looks like it's back up and in the Senate debates. It was voted 64-35. They're opening it up again. So I guess we need to get back on the horn, call our senators, and tell them not to vote on it. It doesn't look good. It looks like George Bush has been turning a bunch of arms here and putting up money, from what I understand, to get these people to change their vote over. I'll have more of that as it comes in. It looks like it's being broadcast on mainstream news. At any rate, I wanted to mention to everybody, remember the gas out. Exxon Mobil, do not buy any gas at Exxon or Mobil. That is hopefully keeping our gas prices down below $4 a gallon. Even right now, the gas is out of reason, but at least it's better than $4 a gallon. So continue to boycott Exxon and Mobil. Freedom to Fascism. Freedom. For a free copy of Freedom to Fascism, as always, you want to go to freedom777@safe-mail.net. Again, that's freedom777@safe-mail.net. That's Bobby. You want to email him, get a copy of Freedom to Fascism. And as I said, as I mentioned every day, you know, it's summertime. Have a barbecue. Have friends, have neighbors, have relatives over. Show them the movie. Get their thoughts on it. Don't tell them much about it. Just surprise them with it. Because now more than ever, with this Ed and Elaine Brown debacle continuing to go forward here in this stalemate that we have happening up in Plainfield, New Hampshire, we want to make sure that we enlighten as much of the American public as we can about this issue, turn them on to the Ed and Elaine Brown situation. Make sure that everybody that you know is aware of it. Ask them to tune into RBN for updates on it. And we've got to keep this ball rolling, because we have to keep protecting Ed and Elaine Brown, folks. That is imperative that we do so. Now, I've got a break coming up shortly here, but I want to bring Don Mikoloff up. Don, are you with me?
Yes, I am, Michael. How are you?
How are you today? I'm fine. How are you today, sir?
I'm great, sir. Thank you.
Okay.
Let's be real formal here.
Yes, okay. Mr. Mikoloff, sir. No, at any rate, I understand we have much to talk about today, Don. I know that we've got some updates going on the Leo Wanta thing, and that's always interesting to hear about. So I want you to report on that, and then we'll just kibitz a little bit, open up the phone lines, get some callers in for their questions and comments about this, that, or the other thing, and you know, we'll just have a good show. How's that?
That sounds like fun.
Good. Let's see here. I wanted to. I understand, and I got this off the internet. I was searching on Alan Greenspan. Okay, and I don't, tell me if I'm getting ahead of myself here. But I remember hearing on mainstream news, Don, that there was an incident that happened in the White House a couple of weeks ago, right, where there was the White House was evacuated and there were some reporters that were taken off the scene or something to that effect. Do you know more about that?
Yeah, I think that occurred last Thursday, if I remember. And when we come back, we'll talk about that.
Great. Okay, let's go to a break. When we get back, we'll bring that up, talk about it a little bit. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. Stick with me. We'll be back in three with Don Mikoloff.
Uh-huh. Attention gardeners. If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas, on this Tuesday, June 26, 2007. Hello? Yeah, I'm back on the air, right? Okay, this is Michael Herzog back with you live with my guest Don Nikoloff. We're going to go into a little bit of the update on the Leo Wanta situation. So, Don, you got the floor. Tell us what's happening.
Well, you had mentioned Greenspan, and as of Sunday, the 24th, there was a message sent out from our London correspondent, Christopher Story, who is the official mouthpiece for the international information that's going down regarding the Wanta case. Mm-hmm. And Alan Greenspan was arrested without bail. Now, where that took place specifically, I don't have that information. That may have been in a foreign country, or it may have been in Washington, D.C. The story was squashed totally and did not hit the mainstream media. But what was interesting is Thursday, and this was what you were referring to before we went to the break, there was an announcement that came up on CNN and Fox and MSNBC that the White House press corps had been evacuated from the White House, from the premises. So it's quite possible that these activities were going down and they didn't want the media under any circumstances to see what was happening, to find out what was happening, to film it or report it. Now, that said, that refers us back to an attempt to serve Dick Cheney, the vice president, on April 18th, where there was a shootout in the southwest wing of the White House. I remind the listeners and the new listeners that hadn't heard this story, and you will recall this, that when the media reported that gunshots were heard coming from the White House, it was explained away as two Secret Service agents' weapons actually discharging accidentally. Now, when you consider that everything's an accident, I guess they were the story behind that was that there were several gold badges from the Justice Department who were trying to serve the vice president when the shootings began, and these gold badges were killed. So this is the nature of the government that we have running, trying to run the world right now, and it's to be taken seriously. Now, the fact that the media didn't report it anymore, but they find it necessary to report Paris Hilton's release from jail last night, like a feeding frenzy, you know, shows you where the mind control is.
Well,
pure and simple.
Yeah, tell me something, Don. I mean, in your estimation, does this tie in with this Cheney declaring the autonomy from, well, let's see, I've got an article that says the vice president and the president have casually declared their offices to be independent of the executive branch and completely autonomous, with Dick Cheney also attempting to abolish agencies his office is supposed to be accountable to. Does this tie in with that? I mean, basically, he's declaring himself above the law and untouchable for the executive branch to subpoena him or anything else, right?
Well, to me, it sends a signal. If you are not of the executive branch and you are above the executive branch, then you are no longer vice president or president. I mean, that declaration speaks loud and clear. Let's not deal with semantics here. So if that's the case, then we have two criminals running the country. Or God.
Yeah, but I mean, what they're declaring here, and forgive my naivety, but you know, I don't claim to be a legislative scholar, but I find it interesting that this is taking place behind the scenes, and that this, you know, all of a sudden, coincidentally, they have declared autonomous dictatorial powers.
Exactly. Exactly. Go ahead.
So what they're doing, I mean, ultimately, regarding this Lackawanna thing and the pressure that's being put upon them, because I know, and forgive me, because I touched base with this, you know, I was looking through it last week, and there was some kind of a writ of mandamus filed in Virginia, was it?
Yes.
Okay, well, go into that a little bit for us and tell us about it.
Okay, I did talk with your gracious guest host last week about that, Tim Wingate, and I'd be happy to go into that again because a lot of people are confused. Basically, a writ of mandamus, I'm not an attorney myself, but my understanding is that this pushes the whole issue of the noncompliance with the original decree that came down from the federal court in Virginia via Judge. And this is federal judge Gerald Bruce Lee, who proclaimed Wanta was the legal trustor of the funds. Wanta was able to prove, contrary to CIA stories, that he was alive, that he was not dead, that he had never signed over this money or the accounts or any of the details concerning his management of the funds under Presidential Order 12333, which President Reagan signed. Now, as a result, He can bring out the facts that the president and the vice president and other players in the cabinet and in the banking industry and in the securities industry and in the World Bank and other places are conspiring together to hide these funds, to keep these funds from going into the U.S. Treasury and into his company's assets. In other words, it was assigned to Ameritrust Group, Inc., which is his company, and it was supposed to be in a particular bank account earmarked, tagged for those funds. What they did is they put it in the original bank, the Bank of America in Virginia, and then began dispersing it to a network of banks that they chose. Little Little did anyone realize that they had embezzled the funds from the very beginning, but it was traceable, it was trackable. And then we had the issue of the fact that the Chinese put up $4.5 trillion to make sure, and they did this through their clearinghouse interbank payments or their CHIP accounts. We went into many months ago how they withdrew $32 trillion, $1 trillion a day, of CHIPs to stop us from being able to borrow money. So, sort of the Christopher Story described it as Chinese torture. And, you know, it's like the water torture, the drop at a time. So mm-hmm. they took out $1 trillion a day, up to and including $32 trillion. And that really put us in a bind where we couldn't borrow money at all in an international scale where you're dealing with amounts of $100 million or more. Now, the writ of mandamus requires the judge to consider this, and this can open up into a grand jury investigation as to who is conspiring to impede his decree in the prior case. Remember, back in December of 2005, there was this judgment came down, and the money was supposed to have reached Leo Wanta's account by May 31st. Then the date got bumped to June, and then they just started playing this game every couple of days. Meanwhile, they're collecting funds from banks all over the country, putting the investments into holding accounts and offshore accounts, and all the while they're trying to make it look like nothing is wrong. They're telling foreign countries that this money has been paid to Leo Wanta, which is not true. The Queen has had $4.954 trillion of gold, her lienable gold assets stolen from the Bank of England, basically bankrupting the bank there. And this money has been traced to New York. Now, Christopher Story has come to the conclusion, and I agree with him wholeheartedly. I've been saying this for months, that Dick Cheney is the one orchestrating all of this. And he's handling, if you want to use that term, as a PSYOPs candidate or as a monarch or MK Ultra programmer, he's handling George H.W. Bush as well as George W. Bush and Paulson and Robert Kimmett. And he was handling Wolfowitz, and they're doing all of this through Goldman Sachs. So anybody that's got money in Goldman Sachs is going to end up losing it eventually, because all this is going to come down. It's the whole world knows about it. Now, these accounts are frozen, but because they got their hands on this $4.954 trillion that belonged to the Queen's lienable gold accounts in Bank of England, they have more money to play with. That instantly went into accounts at Citibank and Goldman Sachs. Now, you recall a few months ago, within the last 2 months, there was a quick story that was out for 1 or 2 days how Halliburton was planning on moving to Dubai.
Right, yeah, I remember that.
Their whole operation. Well, this would be for a variety of purposes. This would be to put themselves in a position where they have worked out some kind of a deal where there's no extradition, and they'll get the protection of the government, much like what they did with the secret base that they have in Paraguay, where even the soldiers that are there are going to have international immunity.
This is the 98,000 acres that that George Bush purchased.
Yes, 98,840 acres next to Reverend Sun Myung Moon's 1.4 million acres.
Now, let me ask you this. Now, as we speak about this, is this being reported, and to your knowledge, is this being reported mainstream news in other parts of the world?
Some areas of the world, this is news. Now, they know about this. For instance, in South America, in that general region, it's in the mountains as far as this base is concerned in Paraguay. Mm-hmm. They're not happy about it, and they're going to use that for for a variety of purposes. It could be a staging area to foment more civil war amongst various factions. It can be to control the drug industry directly there. It can be a cut.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by doctors Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
I found this company online and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
Coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas, with my special guest on Tuesdays, Don Nikoloff. And we're speaking about this, the update on the Leo Wanta situation. Continue, Don. Go ahead.
Well, you know, we were talking about this base in Paraguay, and I was going to mention, you know, this could be a cut-and-run strategy, or this could be purely just a launching pad for any activities that they want to put together in South America. I know that they're trying to get control of the aquifer that is there. That's been out in the web. There are several people that have been reporting that. They can man up to 16,000 soldiers there. And so you have to look at what's going on. Everywhere they go, they're trying to create a war or prepare for starting a war. And that's obviously because they're pocketing a lot of money. Plus, they're mm-hmm. embezzling this money. They're stealing the money. Anybody who's against the war has to ask themselves, where are they getting this money? You go back to 9/11. The day before 9/11, there was $2.3 trillion missing. Come on, people, wake up. You know, the war is the same situation. They're making money hand over fist. Now they have to move to Dubai. Excuse me. They're moving right into the Arab country where all this terrorism is coming from. You know,
it doesn't make sense. Right. No, I agree with you. And I'm saying, you know, tell me, I know that the report came out, and I caught this on the web too from another source other than you and other than Christopher Story. But yes, there was a report that came out other than those two about the arrest of Alan Greenspan. Now, he's a player in this as well, correct?
Well, yes, he was the head of the Federal Reserve during which all of this was going on. He played a major role. But see, they're playing up the Greenspan factor so that Cheney can hide and do what he's doing. Now, he's very concerned about his own personal safety, and Christopher Story has said that.
Well, now,
he's hiding out.
Okay, let me stop you there, and let me ask you a question. He's concerned about his own safety. So with that in mind, for him to come along and declare autonomy, or i.e. dictatorial powers, so that means that nobody in the executive branch, he's beyond the executive branch, and nobody could touch him, for example, with subpoenas or congressional hearings or anything of the like. Is that correct?
Well, that's the claim that they're making.
That's what I'm saying. But the reason why they would be making that claim is because their concern is that there's a distinct possibility that there may very well be hearings regarding this. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's probably going to be a grand jury investigation as a result of this writ of mandamus that Leah Wanta filed. Now, what's interesting about that, and so you understand why did he file this? Well, the Reagan Library released some documents that show that Leah Wanta was involved in a sting operation, and there was a company called Falls Vending that was being used by the FBI to expose the Balestieri crime family from the state of Wisconsin as conspirators in the JFK assassination.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't it the state of Wisconsin that trumped up these income tax charges on Leo Wanta?
Yes, and they used knowingly used this FBI sting as the means through which to create phony documents that Leo Wanta wasn't paying taxes. He was an agent working on a sting operation exposing one of the conspirators in John F. Kennedy's assassination.
Okay.
Now, they didn't want that information to come out because it would also show eventually that the Bushes were involved in that. Again, their name comes up every time.
I was going to say, what you know, any scandal that comes up, where are the Bushes not involved? You know?
The Paris Hilton thing, I think, is one of them.
Okay.
Maybe Anna Nicole Smith. I don't know.
Okay. All right.
Britney Spears probably don't have much to do with that. and Lindsay Lohan, that's a toss-up because there was drugs involved.
And since they don't, they've got to throw that on mainstream TV as all the diversions.
Yeah. This is just brainwashing psyops control. Now, you got the same thing, not to change the subject, but it's the same thing going on in the Ed and Elaine Brown case. You've got the same type of psyops going on.
Well, you know, I meant to mention, and I want to tie that in just a little bit here, because when John and I took Randy Weaver up to Plainfield, New Hampshire, I paid close attention to how many reporters were there and how many satellite trucks were out there, and there was four satellite trucks out there. One of them was CNN International, and I did find out that particular press conference was aired in its entirety throughout the world. The only place that it was not aired was here in the United States. So, and this is the reason why I asked you the question about this particular story. Is it being broadcast mainstream in any other parts of the world? Because it certainly is, they're doing a good job of covering it up here.
They know the truth behind 9/11. They know the truth behind the Wantagate, it's being called now. They know the truth all over the world about this. Everywhere but here. Now I say everywhere but here, meaning, you know, the alternative media knows about it. It's all over the web. It's gaining consciousness in the minds of, you know, the patriot community and the financial community.
Okay, well, let's take a break. We'll be back in three. This is Michael Herzog with my guest Don Nikoloff coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona this time. We'll be back. Stick with us for more.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Stay connected
to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Herzog, the American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. Come a little bit closer and hear what Don has to say updating the Leo Wanta situation. I think we've got a couple callers on the line here, Don. Ken, we got a couple callers? Okay. My screen's... Okay, thank you, sir. All right, anyway, let's continue, Don. Go ahead.
Okay.
You were saying.
Well...
There's a little confusion behind the scenes to hear technically, folks, and it could be my fault because my equipment, I've got probably 35 knobs in front of me here, and I did not get an instruction manual on how to work it, so there's a couple of little technical difficulties, but I'm dealing with it. So go ahead, Don.
Okay. I want to quote something from Christopher Story's posting of yesterday afternoon at 4:19 in the morning, London time, and this is in regard to what we've been talking about. We have just been informed that the Cheney-controlled disinformation specialists placed the Greenspan jailing, which is confirmed, out there in order to divert attention from A, a Ambassador Wantes petitioned for a writ of mandamus, and B, from the number one official culprit who is raping the United States and bringing it to its knees, namely the notorious former MK-Ultra controller, the Nazi-style Vice President of the United States, Richard B. Cheney, himself, who is also George H.W. Bush Sr.'s handler. He is believed to be running as much as $2 trillion offshore, stolen from the ambassador's funds. Cheney is further understood from many sources to have been hiding out so that subpoenas cannot be served on him and so that he can continue to perpetrate his routine financial high crimes and misdemeanors, allowing American and allied troops to die in Iraq for his own personal enrichment while stashing his gargantuan fiat money financial accruals in Dubai, Abu Dhabi, and Brunei. Another reason he is hiding out is that he is believed on very sound authority to be concerned for his own safety.
So this would be a big reason. I mean, he's a big player in Halliburton. He owns a lot of stock in there. He's not on the board anymore, though, is he?
Well, you know, what they say and what they do are two different things. You know, these people operate on the premise of several secret societies, one of them, the Freemasons, and the Jesuit order is the end justifies the means. Mm-hmm. On the Nazi side, für uns der Krieg ist niemals vorbei, which means for us the war was never over. Okay, so mm-hmm. there are two doctrines that they've been following ever since World War II supposedly ended, and this was going on before the war. I've proven that, and others have proven that in their writings about the New York Central Banks. This is about organized crime. This is all organized crime, and they're using the cover of government office as the excuse to perpetrate it. And anyone that would proclaim themselves to be above the executive branch, first of all, we're living under the illusion that we elected these people. Have we forgotten there was a fraudulent election? There was voter fraud in Florida and voter fraud in Ohio, and that's what was caught. That's not necessarily the end all of it. And then the Supreme Court was arm twisted into making that decision without the recount, with all that. Now, it wouldn't have mattered if Al Gore got into office anyway. It's who is running the show. And you've got these Illuminati banksters and their secret societies and then the military and all the intelligence agencies from around the world working in concert together to perpetrate all these crimes.
Well, you know, it seems to me, Don, that, you know, I go back to, I believe it was May the 9th that Bush signed a presidential order declaring that he could basically declare martial law for anything. And I see all of this stuff, you know, inching its way into place. For example, this announcement that was just made by Cheney declaring autonomy against, you know, anything the executive order might do. And then I equate, you know, this the presidential debates, the fact that they kicked Ron Paul, or, you know, they're not letting Ron Paul into the, I believe it's the Iowa debates. And I just get this sinking feeling that if this administration has their way, there may very well not even be another election, because they seem like they're boxing themselves or they're isolating themselves, and they are building up a wall to literally make themselves dictators.
Well, in essence, that's what they've done, haven't they? If they declare that they're above executive branch or above executive order, they are not operating from within the executive office. They place themselves above it. Is that what we choose?
And if they have all these tentacles that are running through, for example, the military, the Supreme Court, the intelligence branches, then, you know, who would be the individual to hold them accountable for this? There would be no one. I mean, I would equate this to a dictatorship such as, Saddam Hussein.
Well, we have a corrupt Justice Department, do we not?
I would have to agree with that, yes.
Yeah, so it's going to come down to the people. It is eventually going to come down to the people. I mentioned this. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. You mentioned this what?
Last week on the program, I mentioned this to Tim Wingate, and he was in agreement. You know, we must create a new paradigm here. This is their game. They're going to play it like they want to play it. No pun intended, you know, want to. and you know, we have the creative gift within us to create that situation. Now, all this stuff that's going on, this is what I would like the listeners to pay attention to, is that this is creating enormous division with the people. You've got an individual in Texas, I'd like to call him the Texas tapeworm, who is profiting popularity-wise and financially off of your ideas, your ingenuity to help the Browns. And I won't dignify the person by name, but everybody can figure out who I'm talking about. And he'll probably call into the show at, like he does every time I talk about him. So
okay, well, in all honesty, I really don't even want to go there.
Okay, I'll leave it at that. But if you look at what's going on, you have these divisions of people, and you have people hiding behind the mask of who they really are. And it's really doing the same thing that the government does.
So, well, you know, I'll tell you what, in attesting to the Browns, you're talking about, you know, I asked you who would step up to the plate to do anything about this, and the Browns are doing a brilliant job. I mean, and I've said this so many times on the air, and this is the reason I give out Freedom to Fascism, is because the Browns are taking a stand against this tyranny. And the tyranny doesn't just spread. I mean, it goes right through the administration. It goes into all forms of government. And I can cite you, well, the IRS is a prime one, but also the immigration department and the duplicity with which they are here. There's an immigration bill that they're passing. And as you know, Don, I have a Scottish wife, that is having all kinds of problems with immigration because she's attempting to do this the right way. And it seems like it's almost like we're living in a twilight zone because you try to do things the right way and, you know, it seems like the crooks get away with it, but the good people get hurt.
Well, the end justifies the means. That's how they're operating, you see. So I mean, they lie to us and we're just supposed to accept the fact that they lie.
Well, and I'm going to take my own example. You know, I have tried with the, well, for example, the Internal Revenue Service. I have tried and tried and tried to play their game. Now, you know, many, many years ago, I went to an Irwin Schiff seminar, and I elected to file a zero return, which was as per his instruction and showed me how to do it, and I bought all his manuals and his, you know, books and tapes and all that good stuff. And it seemed like once I made that decision, it led me down a path where even when there was a couple of times during the last 13 years that, for, you know, happenstance, for one reason or another, what I happened to be going through at that point in my life or whatever, I tried to turn around and say, okay, you know, I'll do it your way. And it seems like once you make a decision to go down that path, they make it very difficult, if not impossible, to even do it their way because they don't want you to. They want to vilify you. They want to take you down. You know, it was 4 or 5 years into it when I had, you know, I went into file bankruptcy to try to get this whole mess straightened out. And I had hired an attorney to, you know, who assured me, and by the way, the attorney's an officer of the court, that assured me that, you know, he could get all this stuff rectified, bring me up to speed, and as long as I was a good boy and I paid my taxes, everything would be fine. And I went down that road, and I filed bankruptcy and included the former alleged taxes that I owed in the bankruptcy. And it wasn't until 6 months after the bankruptcy was final that I got a notice from the court saying that they had disallowed that portion of the bankruptcy. So I was right back to square one. And this attorney who had charged me 4 times as much money, Don, to do this with the assurance that he would get this rectified, then comes back and sends me a letter. Well, we have to sue him. Give me another $10,000 for a retainer. So the attorney really didn't do anything, but he played on my particular position and bilked me out of money.
Well, he's part of the same system.
Well, exactly. And that's the point that I'm trying to make. But that didn't happen only once. That has happened twice. At that point in time, I basically told the that attorney to go take a hike. It buried itself for another 2 or 3 years, and then it reared its ugly head again. And I went in, talked to another attorney who had convinced me that I should file a Chapter 13 bankruptcy, of which I did. And we went back and forth with that. I was in those proceedings for over a year, and it got to the place where what they were offering I simply could not afford, so I wound up having to have it dismissed. Now, at that point in time, now I've got a tax lien in my credit bureau, and I've got a dismissal of a bankruptcy in the credit bureau. And the fact, and I can't even, I mean, my life is to the place where I cannot even go and apply for a place to live. They will turn me down flat. When I was in Round Rock, Texas, Don, and I'm sharing this with the public audience, I went to almost every apartment complex in Round Rock, Texas, and as soon as they found out I had a dismissed bankruptcy with a tax lien in the bureau, they would not rent to me, even though I have a stellar record of a rental history. I have a stellar record of mortgage history. I have never, ever been late, but they would not rent to me. This is what happens when you challenge the authority. Once you've done that, even if you try to go straight, they want to bend you over and literally rape you. And this is why I have a soft spot in my heart, Don, for Ed and Elaine Brown, because I know what they're going through, and I respect them immensely for standing the high ground and saying, you know what, enough is enough. And this is only one category. I can go off on another issue with the immigration, but we're talking about the administration. We're talking about the intelligence. We're talking about our phones being tapped. We're talking about our email being looked at. Right now, the Browns, and I don't mean to get off on a tangent here, but right now, the Browns are having their mail held up. It's being intercepted, okay, because this man has had the guts to stand up and say, show me the law. Well, how dare you ask us to show you a law that doesn't exist when we tell you it exists. So we are going to steal, literally steal, everything you own, sir, and maybe kill you, sir, because you do not bend over and do what we tell you to do. Now, if that's not the epitome of a dictatorship, I don't know what it is.
Well, it is, and everybody who brings the truth out is attacked. Why don't you find that a bit strange, that those that bring the truth out are attacked? And the lies are presented and spoon-fed to us as the truth. And you've got so many people, so many hundreds of millions of people who are totally brainwashed by all the propaganda and all the mind control and all the psyops that goes on. It's
right, and I agree. I agree. And so the answer is really, I mean, you know, we fought a revolution in 1776, right? Okay. And at that particular point in time in the history, the British who had come over here where they had colonized, they had it up to their neck with taxation, i.e. the Boston Tea Party and so forth. They said, enough is enough. And the problem, I mean, look at the courage, look at the desire, look at the guts, the determination that our forefathers had. And there's a cycle that runs. This cycle has gone from, you know, bravery, from courage, from the fact that they didn't want to take it anymore. And over a cycle of 220 years or so, it has gone into a place of public entitlements. It's gone into total apathy where the people are so, I mean, I'm talking about the masses. I'm not talking about my listeners, because my listeners are sharp, and a lot of them are sharper than I am, Don. You know that. You've heard some of these callers call in that they're just brilliant in their research.
Sure.
But, yeah, and so, you know, you take that, and our listeners, the listeners on my show, you've got listeners on your show, that they're adept, they know, and they have the courage, they have the guts, and I know this, I've talked to several of them, that if push came to shove and they were forced into a corner like the Browns, they would do the same thing. But the thing is that we, like John Stadtmiller says, we need more boots on the ground. We need more people that have the guts, the tenacity, that are educated enough. And this is why I give out this freedom to fascism. We need to educate the public at large to what's going on here and say enough of this tyranny. Enough is enough. I think, we got a technical difficulty with the music, but I'm pretty sure a break's coming up shortly here. So we'll see what happens. But at any rate, okay, go ahead and, you know, what are your thoughts on that, Don?
Well, I agree with you. You're right. You know, we have doublespeak going on. And you know, I'm going to repeat myself. When someone says the end justifies the means, what does that mean to you?
It means they can do, and in their mind, they can do whatever they want to do to achieve their goal.
Yes, they've made that decision. Now, we supposedly have laws to stop that from happening, to guarantee that will not happen, and yet it goes on. We vote for a president and a vice president. Why do we do that? Do we do that to have them serve us, or to have them turn us into servants?
Well, I might comment on that for a moment. And I went down and did a little journalistic research on, you know, for example, the candidates in the Republican Party that are in the debates right now. And we're going to introduce another one shortly in the name of Fred Thompson. Are you aware that I've been – hold on just a second. I'll tell you exactly here because I wrote this down, Don. We have got out of the 10 candidates that we've got, five of them are CFR members. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back and continue with these thoughts here. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my special guest for this show, Don Nikoloff. We'll see you in three. Stick with us. It gets better.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Attention gardeners, if you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce, jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
From Phoenix, Arizona, with my guest on Tuesdays, Don Nikoloff. And we were We'll give you an update on Leo Wanta, and we were talking about, you know, this control issue with the administration and these various agencies of the government, and then got on the subject of the Browns. And, you know, I was there, Don, and I have to tell you, I commend this man, Ed Brown, and his wife Elaine, on their courage to stand true in the face of adversity. And, you know, there's no law that's been broken here, and they're just, you know, they're saying, hey, you know, if you show me the law, I will pay it. Well, the government can't show them the law because there is no law, but basically what they're asking to do is just bend over. They've offered to pay them. Just show us the law. We'll pay you exactly what you say that we owe. Well, they don't want that. They want their property, and they've already seized their dental office. And the thing that I've expounded on so many times, Don, is that what people need to realize, and this is why I keep telling my listeners, please educate everybody you know. Get copies of Freedom to Fascism, because next week, next month, next year, it's not going to be the Browns. It's going to be you. It's going to be me. It's going to be the rest of the American people, because until we put our foot down and stop this, they're going to roll over us like a bulldozer. Your thoughts, Don?
Well, I agree with you, and many people aren't coming forward with any solution. You know, what I, in some cases, not always, but I resent those that take our information and they consider the information and revealing what's going on. Everybody appreciates the fact that we're bringing all this information forward, but then they expect us to be the solution too.
Well, it's, you know, I brought that up. I think it was a couple of weeks ago. I was talking on the show, and I happened to mention. I said, you know, if I had to, you know, I would drive to New Hampshire. If John Stadtmiller had to, he'd drive to New Hampshire. And as it turned out, we wound up doing just that. And the fact is, you know, that we have a lot on our plate, and which I'm sure a lot of the listeners out there have jobs and they have other things to do too. But the bottom line is that, yes, we are looking for solutions to that situation. We're looking for a remedy, not just for the Browns, but we're looking for a remedy for that for the people at large. Because as long as this thing continues, and I'm not just talking about with, you know, the income tax thing. I'm talking about the Military Commissions Act and the John Warner Defense Bill and this bill that makes it easier for George Bush to declare law. And basically, and then they turn around and say that they're above the executive branch. I mean, you know, what does it take to get the dumbed-down American people to wake up? Part of the problem is, as you know, Don, is the media. The mainstream media at large doesn't report any of this. So it is up to us. But, you know, as an alternative network, and Don, I know, you know, I have a show. You have a show now. We can only hit so many people. It's up to the listening audience to bring them. It's like bringing them to church. Bring them in. Let us talk to them. Go out and educate people. Give them a copy of Freedom to Fascism and say, here, give, you know, watch this. Give me your thoughts. That's the only way it's going to work, because the mainstream media, folks, is not on our side. And what's ironic about it, as I said, when I was up at the Joneses, when I was up at the Browns,
yes,
when I was up at the Browns, the satellite, the CNN International, was broadcasting that press conference worldwide. We'll be back, top of the hour break. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Michael Herzog with my guest, Don Nikoloff. Stick with us. We're going to talk some more about this. Don's got some, I'm sure, some very intellectual thoughts regarding this issue. So hang with us. We'll open up the phone lines after the first of the hour, 800-313-9443. Be right back.